Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchoring oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us on Winning Every Day. Today, we will be diving into the importance of serving God with a heart of obedience and how our labor in the Lord will not be in vain. This message is designed to be practical, reflective, and motivational, and will provide insights and steps that can help us to stay focused on our purpose and to keep our hearts full of love for God and for others. So, let's open our hearts and minds to the Word of God and to the guidance of the Holy Spirit as we reflect on the topic. Your work will be rewarded. Our Bible text today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 7.
2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded.
Are you feeling tired and worn out from the daily grind? It can be easy to lose sight of the purpose behind our work and the rewards that await us. But the Bible reminds us that our efforts will not be in vain. Our Bible text today from 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 7 says, "But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." This is an encouragement to us to be strong and not give up. It's a reminder for us that God sees our labor and will reward us for it. It may not be in the way or time we expect, but we can trust that it will come. This verse can be a motivator for us as we face the challenges and difficulties of doing His will. It can be easy to get bogged down and discouraged when our labor of love seems unappreciated, but when we keep this verse in mind, we are assured that our labor is not in vain and that there is a purpose behind it all. Apostle Paul, when writing to the Corinthians, likewise gave us words of hope and encouragement in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58, which reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain." Paul reminds us that we are part of the family of God, and that we are called to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in God's work. This means being stable, firm, and devoted to God, even when circumstances and people try to distract us. It also means going above and beyond in our service to God, building His kingdom here on earth. But what does it mean to abound in the work of the Lord? It could be giving hope to the hopeless through our gift and service of love, teaching our children about Jesus, serving in different capacities in church, encouraging fellow believers, or making a meal for a family in need. But it's not just about doing the bare minimum, it's about sharing the love of Christ to people we come across daily. It's important to remember that our labor in God's work is not in vain. Christ's kingdom is built on our acts of kindness, our service, and our faithfulness. Seeing our faithful service brings joy to God's heart, and He will reward us for our faithfulness, even when no one else sees us. Are you weary or feeling discouraged today? Do not allow anything to water down your zeal for the work of the Lord. When you get discouraged or feel like giving up, always remember that your labor in Christ is not in vain. Next time you feel weary with your service of love, do the following. 1. Reflect on your blessings. Take time to reflect on the blessings in your life and give thanks to God for them. This will help to keep your focus on the good things God has done for you and will help to increase your gratitude and joy. 2. Remember why you serve. Keep in mind the reason why you serve God. Whether it's to bring glory to His name, to help others, or to fulfill your calling, remembering your purpose will help to keep you motivated. 3. Take care of yourself. Make sure to take care of your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. This will help to keep you energized and focused on God's work. 4. Be flexible and open to new opportunities. Be open to new opportunities that come your way to serve God. Sometimes, God will take us in unexpected directions, and it's important to be flexible and willing to follow where He leads. As you go today, reflect on the ways you serve God and the impact it has on others and on God's kingdom. Give thanks for the opportunity to serve and be faithful, and trust that your hard work will be rewarded. Be encouraged by this promise and strive to do your work with excellence, giving thanks to the Lord for the opportunities you have to work, and for the blessings that come from it. Thought for the day. Remember that your work is not in vain and that you will be rewarded for it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you today with hearts full of gratitude for the love and grace that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to be a part of building your kingdom here on earth. We ask that you would renew our minds and hearts with your word, and that you would help us to keep our focus on you and your will for our lives. We pray that you would give us the strength and determination to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in your work. Today, surround us with other believers who will encourage and inspire us in our walk with you. Open our eyes to opportunities to serve in our church and community, and give us the wisdom to know how to use our talents and resources for your kingdom. We give you all the glory and honor, and we trust in your plans for our lives. We say blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 11 and chapter 12, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 18 verse 21 to 35. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.